This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Wednesday night. We're at the Lee County Speedway for the Lee County Fair. With tonight's stock car feature winner, Jason Cook from Mount Pleasant. Jason, you might not have won the Frisbee competition, but after that was over, you took care of it.
Obviously, we can set up a race car and drive one better when we can throw a Frisbee, right, Dave? No, there was three guys that did that worse, and you'd think as with kids at home, I'd be able to throw a Frisbee better than that, but we play Frisbee a lot, too, so... my Frisbee actually hit the wall is what slowed it down. It was rolling. It might have been up there with theirs, but it hit the wall, if you can believe that. So,
you got by. The 05 jumped out front there early. You got on the outside of him and took the lead and looked pretty strong after that.
Yeah, we were sitting there watching that sprint car dash on the front straightaway, and it didn't look like the high. It looked like the high side might have been going away a little bit, and I thought when I'd seen John commit to the bottom, and I thought, well, if I'm going to do anything with it, I'm going to try it now, so I got time to make it back up, and boy, that thing went in there and stuck on the cushion in 3 and 4, and I drove by him on the outside, and I don't think I ever seen him again, so, but John's been on a tear lately here. It's my turn to win one, so John's a great racer. He probably had a chance to rough me up, and I've enjoyed racing with him all year.
I'll tell you, turn 4 was just the difference tonight. You just, you ran away from him off turn 4.
Yeah, it was, you had to get pretty high coming off of 4 to or it slipped on you a little bit because it was getting kind of black. Like I said, I seen the sprint cars doing that to the track, but I went up above that, and when I could put my foot on the floor, and this the motor in this car, Dad just put, we just fixed it. It's one of the 500 carb motors, and it was screaming tonight. It was moving. So
I was amazed. You had one lap there. Looked like you got a little higher off 4 than you really wanted to be, and you still pulled them.
That's probably the lap I screwed up and figured out that it was better the higher you went. So, but you'll have nights like that, you know. You don't want to get too high because it was kind of slick coming off. But then if you went right above the slick stuff, it would, the right rear would grab and go. So
they had a restart with 5 to go, but they didn't have nothing for you.
That made me a little nervous with Jeff sitting there third. Jeff was sitting there third, and I didn't know what he was doing on the racetrack. You know, I had a pretty good idea that, because me and John started there and we raced for the lead, I had a pretty good idea what John was doing, but I had no idea what Mueller was doing. So he had me a little nervous when I seen him on the scoreboard in third, but I thought, just keep doing what you're doing and don't mess up, and you haven't seen a nose yet. Maybe it'll pan out for you, and it did. So,
who'd you have helping you tonight?
In the pits, Craig Swarthout, Justin McDowell, we call him Boris. My brother was here tonight helping out a little bit. My wife was driving a race car tonight. That was fun to have her here. Kobe Turner's here most of the time, but he wasn't tonight. He lives in Pella, so it's probably a long drive on a weeknight for him to get down here and race. But and you know, family at home, I can't thank my family enough. They support me. You know, I borrowed Dad's truck and I used his motor while this one was down, and he just, I can't say enough for the help he gives me and my mom, support watching the kids. You know, these, and my mom, you know, my mom and my stepdad are great supporters of this and help me out a lot. So can't say enough, man. It's a strong family, and we have fun racing. So
who you got for sponsors on your car this year?
I got quite a few sponsors. I got to thank Aero Chassis. Blaine and Brody Doppler and Lane Coffin built me a car this year, and I had a little streak there with it where I was having trouble making it go, but once we hit something, this thing is getting really, really fast now, and it's the craftsmanship's great. It's a beautiful race car. I'm starting to love it, so it's good to see the old car back on the track. But of course, my dad, Dix Dynamics, the engine package, can't say enough. My mom and stepdad, T&J Sandblasting and Painting, Donna Smith, Farmington Tax and Accounting Service, my wife's vinyl business, Tahiti Graffiti, Mike's Automotive in Salem, K&M Automotive in New London, Riverside Collision Repair, Mount Pleasant, Donaldson Tire and Service here in Donaldson. Dave helps me out with a little fuel, and that's a great, well, the fuel prices, that's a great, great thing. McDaniel Racing Enterprises, Bert and Sue give me a good deal on parts, and they're great parts people too. Quality Equipment, Dingus Transport in Danville, 3D Roofing, L&N Repair in Mount Union, 4th Street Bar in West Point, Matt Griner and Tom and Griner Buildings, Lance Refuse Service, Davis Homes, 777 Trucking in Mount Pleasant, and of course my beer sponsor, Coors Light and Flex Sales. And I got to thank Jason Denning, Keith Denning, and my father-in-law Ned Beggs for a little financial support. So they like to help. They like to help keep good tires on the car. So
Jason Cook, great job tonight. Thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on the feature win tonight at the Lee County Speedway.
Thank you, Dave. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.